flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
your freedom fighter was staying in one caravanserai . The caravanserai was nestled in the mountains surrounded by lush greenery. And the freedom fighter was intrigued when he heard a strange voice echoing and re-echoing in the air. Freedom, freedom, freedom. The voice was full of pain, and the freedom fighter started searching the source of that voice. From dawn till dusk, the same voice was reverberating in the air. Freedom, freedom, freedom. At long last, the freedom fighter saw that it's coming from within the caravanserai itself. There is a parrot in a cage, and that parrot is shouting. The voice was so full of anguish and deep suffering. That man had never seen such a picture. A soul in slavery, struggling. So when it was night, and when the owner of the caravanserai was fast asleep, the freedom fighter went near the cage and opened the cage and told the parrot, "Come out, you're free now." But the parrot was reluctant. The freedom fighter said again, "The doors are open, You can just fly out. But parrot was obstinate. But he was a freedom fighter. He will not allow any soul to stay in slavery. He put his hand inside the cage, caught hold of the parrot. But the parrot was adamant. The parrot started pecking at his hand, but he took the parrot out and released it in the air. It was a hard hunt. The parrot had attacked with all its might, but at last the freedom fighter was immensely satisfied that it fled one caged soul today. And he went to his room and slept. When he woke up in the morning, he again heard the same voice. Freedom, freedom, freedom. The freedom fighter thought the voice is coming from the bird sitting on the top of the mountain or tree. But it was coming from the bird, the same bird. The bird was in the cage again. The door was open. And the bird was shouting, freedom, freedom, freedom. The bird wants to get free. The doors are open. But what is it that is binding that bird to that cage? On one side is the golden cage, on another side is the golden sky. What you will take, that is the question. And Baba is asking the same. Who are you? What you want? Freedom or slavery? And where is the slavery? The slavery is in our own mind. The conditioning is in our own mind. We want to continue with the life in the comfortable zone. The transformation starts when you step out of the comfortable zone. The spirituality begins when you enter into the unknown. You do not know what's going to happen, but you jump. And the only thing you have with you is unwavering faith. You begin a new project, a new seva. A new life, a new beginning, and there is an associated fear all the time. What will happen? How will it will happen? What I will do? Who will take care of me? What if, what if, what if? Questioning. Questioning is like you weave a sweater with no plan. So today's Murli is about young Kumaris. They are meeting. Baba has come in the bhatti of Kumaris, the ocean and river. This is the divine union of ocean and river. This is the cosmic romance of ocean and the river. The river is rushing into the ocean. It is the divine union. Who is meeting whom? Who is merging into whom? It's difficult to answer. But Baba said, ocean has come to meet the rivers. It's a silent meeting. It is the silent divine romance. Unlike the breakups, where then people say, okay, from today onwards we will be just friends. Or we will be like brother and sisters. So that's the first part of the Murli, this meeting. Baba said, if you have come to meet, then you should become like him, the unlimited. The bird is shouting, freedom, freedom, freedom. But when freedom is available, the bird is unwilling. So also Baba said, don't just keep on shouting Baba, 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 but become Bab Saman, like him. Simply by shouting, freedom, 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 you are not going to achieve freedom. There should be solid steps to be taken. Baba is meeting Kumaris and giving them two options. What you want to become. What you want, a silver medal or golden medal? When golden medal is available, why you want to settle for silver medal? Silver medal is limitations. I have become a Brahma Kumari. Everything is okay. I don't have any conflict in relationships. I am doing my pushart. Everything is going on so well with me. Baba said, this is to get silver medal. Golden medal is unlimited vision. Just as father is unlimited and father's vision is unlimited. To think of the whole world, not just of one community, or your own self, or your own concerns. Move out, step out. Think of the whole world. Divine feminism at its best. Kumaris are the divine superstars of spirituality. Free, unbound. They cannot be into the trap or web of questionings. Don't keep on asking, how will it happen, when it will happen. How it can be done? Baba said, just one answer for all of these questionings. Whatever that will happen, it will be the best. It will be beneficial. Just have this faith and move ahead. Don't become weak. And don't think of others' weaknesses. It's a very powerful statement in Murli. Don't become weak and don't look at others' weaknesses. Whatever that is going to happen, that will be the best for you. Just have the faith and move ahead. Baba said, this is the web of questions. You can draw two pictures. The web of questions, the web of answers. Regarding life, regarding everything. What are the questions that come to you regarding life, health, spiritual life, future, career, anything? So the first picture is the web of questions, and the second picture is the web of answers. What I will do, where I will go, what will happen to me, who will take care of me, what work I should go ahead with, what seva, which place, with whom. So there are questions and questions and questions. Just write down all the questions on a sheet of paper, like a web. Questions, 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 questions. Then meditate for some time and take another sheet of paper and think of the solutions, answers, all in the state of meditation. Some divine answers will emerge. We get confused because the questions are yet not clear. If the questions of the mind are crystal clear, the answers will emerge. There is so much confusion, dumbfounded. Always at the crossword. Not understanding what to do, what not to do. To be or not to be. The eternal confusion. Always in two minds. Always sitting in the horns, on the horn of dilemma. Sit down. What are the questions? Put them down. Jot them down. Journaling helps to clarify. To clean the internal clutter. Write down the questions. And after writing down, sit in meditation again. Think of those questions which you have written and then try to answer them. So that is the first task from today's Murli, the web of questions. The second task is one powerful thought. Whatever that's happening is beneficial. What's that? Whatever that's happening is the best that can happen to me. Stick to this thought. Revise it. Remind yourself of it multiple times. Spirituality is the path of discipline and long-lasting practice. You have to keep on practicing and practicing and practicing. Divine guidance will come to you through unknown sources at opportune time. And Baba said, whatever you get, the treasures you should share with others. Spiritual treasures like the physical treasures multiply when shared. It's like laughing alone and partying with your friends. Take as much as possible. The treasures are free. Don't settle for silver medal. If you get Wi-Fi and free, give the hotspot to others. Be the hotspot of spirituality. And share the treasures, the inner, deeper experiences. And everything is free. Take whatever you want. The unlimited. Why take the limited? Had. Take everything. Somebody is going to a 5-star hotel and just drinking water and coming back when the buffet is out there. So, hold on to one powerful thought. Baba said you are Ashtashakti. think of yourself as somebody having all the powers. Kumaris are Vardhani, they are the bestower of blessings, Mahadhani. They are the great donors. Vishwakalyani, they are world benefactors. Now to take the decision about your own life. What you want to do, limited, unlimited, what you want, just to become cooperative soul or to become a surrendered soul. Baba gave the example of Mama. Now you have to take a decision, whom you want to follow, follow sisters or follow the father and mother. Spirituality is not like fashion. What is the latest trend and you start following that? If everybody is wearing a particular cloth or a style of hair, you also following the same. Baba said, don't follow brothers and don't follow sisters. Because somebody else did it, let me also do it. Think and take the decision about your life, what you want to do. So you can create a symbol of yourself with 8 powers. You can replace the picture of the deity, the goddess, with 8 powers with your own face. And stick to this idea that I am the one who is Ashtashakti. So this is a short Murli. Baba is filling Kumaris with superpowers, reminding them of their responsibilities. Their powers, their responsibilities and their future role as the role model. If a girl child is born, everybody is unhappy. But in Baba's home, if a girl is born, Baba rejoices. He wants more and more. He sees Kumaris as the leaders of the world, as the revolutionaries who would shape the destiny of this planet Earth, who are the doorway to the paradise, who would become the liberator. The emancipator for the whole world, for 21 births. Om Shanti.